Once disabled, now a genius. I have a very interesting story to share. I went to study in an eco village and took my child with me, asking the master to turn him into a spiritual person, a true warrior. The master allowed me to take my son with me and did everything necessary for our development. I myself began to change significantly, acquiring knowledge unknown to people. Permission was given to transmit the secret knowledge to the worthy ones. I was entrusted the responsibility of determining who is open to it and how much knowledge they could absorb. Often, during meditations, great masters of humanity would come. They gave advice and taught in dreams. Over the past month, meetings with the master became frequent. It was from these encounters that a new view of the world, of people's problems, began to take shape. During this time, I learned that my son began to develop very quickly. He acquired the gift of prophecy. People started turning to him for help, for predictions of the future. The master hid nothing from me. He showed how being in the flow of divine power changes a person. After all, before the trip to the Echo Village, the child had been sick for a long time and had been declared disabled with brain damage by doctors. And here is such an event where medicine was powerless, but divine power and the great egregor work wonders. I prayed for the master, for the teachers, for all the disciples, wishing everyone to achieve enlightenment. My development accelerated even more. Work with karma began. The secrets of magic and shamanism were revealed. And more surprisingly, I began to understand astrology. But then, I encountered a stumbling block. Along with knowledge, a false identity awakened within me. My ego whispered to me every day that God was not involved, and I and my child are developing on our own. I gradually began to believe this. At this time, a new album of divine chants was released, warning about the possibility of awakening the ego. But that's not the main thing. You need to work with ego. And it's wonderful that you see your weaknesses and have something to work on. But when strength is exhausted, expressing distrust in divine power leads to death. I missed that advice. I began to think more and more about my prodigy child, completely forgetting what a wimp he was before coming to the Echo Village. I started hearing reports that the child was getting sick and constantly saying, Let me go! Don't hold me! I didn't realize he was talking to me. My false and unnecessary concern for him led him to suffering. After all, I entrusted him to God. And now I don't trust him. Lord! The child got worse, and I thought about him more and more. A chain reaction occurred. I couldn't handle my selfish suffering and brought him home, even though he begged me not to. As soon as I got home, the child got very sick. He was taken to intensive care. Doctors just shrugged. There is no such diagnosis. I started to think hard. I randomly turned on the album of Divine Chance. From the first words, everything became clear to me. I bowed in prayer, trying to open my heart, but it was difficult. I placed pictures of the Holy Master and all the teachers in front of me, and it became easier. Tears flowed like a river from my eyes to my heart. Grace arose. I saw the Master in prayer, and I joined in. My sister called right away from the hospital, saying that a miracle happened to the child. He opened his eyes, ripped out the IV drip from his hand, and said, "Mom understood everything." "What did you understand?" my sister asked me. Even more tears flowed from my eyes. "This is divine power. Thank you." Teacher's comments. Yes, lately the struggle of dark powers for people's consciousness has intensified. It is very difficult for those who begin to doubt the greatness of divine power of the egregor, because a person's ego and the powers of darkness are relatives. As long as a person trusts divine power, prays, participates in egregor meditations, attends group sessions in their city, they feel a state of divine grace. And even in difficult moments, if a person first remembers God, help immediately comes to them. But if a person begins to indulge their weak parts, then the ego kicks in. "It's hard for me, and no one will support me." Such a person turns into a vampire. Therefore, a person cannot receive undeserved energy. But if they open up to divine power in prayer, then they receive what they need. It's that simple. As long as a person maintains faith and serves the light. When faith is lost, darkness takes over the person. They become possessed. This state in Christianity is called possession. And if a demon possesses a person, these are very serious diseases from the medical point of view, which today are not treated by doctors, and few healers will take on their healing. The more possessed people on earth serving the power of darkness, the faster the end of the world approaches. Armageddon, with its new incurable diseases and inhuman suffering. This woman was very lucky to realize her mistake in time. First, please, God,
take all that is not good for us as our sacrifice, as we don't need this anyway. And when the gold starts to shine, give it to me. It's mine. This is my ego, and it is the number one enemy of man. It's Satan's first relative. Always remember that God gives and takes. And we use all this temporally, whether it's things, situations, or relatives. So be aware, do not create evil on earth. Do not indulge the powers of darkness. Do not bring the end of the light closer with your disbelief in the great divine power in the spiritual egregor. Do not blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.